They brought this about because they're under a lot of pressure. We all know this from their far left and feel compelled to disagree with the president, Mr. McConnell said, referring to Democrats. He said Republicans had pushed the pause button until the president, from whom we all need a signature, and Senate Democrats, from whom we will need votes, reach an agreement. Mr. Schumer, for his part, said the shutdown had occurred because of one person and one person alone, President Trump. We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive 2-week temper tantrum demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall that the president promised Mexico would pay for. Mr. Trump, after producing a flurry of photos, videos, and tweets in recent days demanding the border wall, began Saturday in unusual silence. Then, a little before noon, he took to Twitter to say that he was in the White House working hard. We are negotiating with the Democrats on desperately needed border security, gangs, drugs, human trafficking, and more. But it could be a long stay, he wrote, not specifically mentioning his much-promised wall. While administration officials were negotiating with Senate Democrats, Mr. Trump hosted a Republicans-only lunch at the White House to discuss the talks. The guests included Mr. Pence, Senator Richard C. Shelby, chairman of the Appropriations Committee, and several leaders of the House Freedom Caucus, die-high Trump supporters, who have been leading the push for wall funding and encouraging the president to demand it. When the lunch was over, Mr. Shelby returned to the Capitol, as did Mr. Pence. Mr. Shelby told reporters that the two sides were making progress, but that a quick resolution was unlikely. He offered no details of Mr. Pence's proposal, nor did the White House or Mr. Schumer's office. In the House, which was also in session briefly on Saturday, Representative Steny D. Hoyer of Maryland, the Democratic whip, went to the floor around noon to press Republicans to bring up a bill that would reopen the government. But Speaker Paul D. Ryan refused to recognize him, gaveling the House into recess as soon as he convened it, Mr. Hoyer later said. Saturday's developments followed a tumultuous week in the Capitol. On Thursday, the Republican-led House, voting mostly along party lines, passed a stopgap spending measure to fund the 9 agencies and attached $5.7 billion to it for border security and disaster relief.